So last night when I get a little nervous telling you all stories, and I was praying and I thought, you know what, I had a scary ride one time. I was riding my bicycle with my three children in the Sam Houston State Park, and we went out a little too late. We came back in the pitch dark, there was no moon, and I had to act all brave, you know. And we walked like on the road, and we got ourselves outside the park somehow and came back in. I was walking on the road and the grass and acting brave for my children. If it wasn't for them, I'd be scared. But anyway, this is a story about a little boy. He was about this big. Okay, Belinda, are you listening to my story? He was about this big, and it was afternoon, and his mom said to him, I want you to go to the village and buy some oil and some salt. And this happened in Zambia. Oh dear, click. All right. Zambia is a country in the southern part of Africa, okay? And he was like near the top of that green part. That's where he lived, in the bush, far away from the city and everything. And he lived in a little village like that. And so he had to ride his bicycle about an hour to get to the next village. Wow. To go and buy some stuff. So he got on his bicycle and he rode 1 hour, you know. I think sometimes we're not so tough around here, okay? He just listened to his mom and he went there 1 hour. And he rode down the road. Eventually, he got to the store, and he got the stuff his mom wanted, the oil and the salt, and he went to his aunt's house as well. She had some things she had to give him to take home to his mom. And then he realized, you know what? It's getting dark, and animals come out at night. And so he just prayed, Lord Jesus, please help me. I'm so scared. And so the nighttime came and he had to ride on the road. And actually, you know what, that might seem allowed, but if you're in Africa, that is allowed. Don't make it too soft because I need to hear more sounds. Not too soft because otherwise you won't hear other stuff. Okay. So then he's riding along and he's singing, you know, like when I was a kid, I would sing Jesus Loves Me when I was scared. And he was singing something to Jesus and he was riding along and luckily he could see a little bit. But, you know, he was thinking, you know, maybe there's elephants in the road and I won't see them. Or maybe there's a lion, you know. You can hear those things at night, even if they're like 3 miles away or 5 miles, you hear that. And then maybe there's a leopard. Leopards come out at night and he's riding his bicycle and he's really scared. And he's praying, Jesus, please look after me. And hyenas, those are really creepy. They make horrible sounds and they're all mixed in with the lions. Can you hear the hyena? That hissing sound. Anyway, and then all of a sudden his bicycle stopped working. And he's like pedaling and nothing's working. His bicycle wants to stop. And so he looked down on the ground and what did he see? He saw a big snake in the middle of the pathway. The snake was about 12 feet long, maybe that long. Okay, and then the snake saw him. The snake got a fright too, and the snake slithered away. And then he was able to continue his bike ride, and he was so thankful because he was just riding home. He knew that Jesus had saved him from going over the snake. And when he got home, he told his mom, and his mom said, I was so worried about you. Next time I will send you in the morning, not in the afternoon. And I'm so thankful that Jesus took care of you.